A lot of people aren't aware that op shops don't generally take donations of cots, prams, or car seats. They're very heavily regulated by the ACCC in terms of being able to pass on these items pre-loved. And generally speaking, a lot of op shops will actually send them to landfill. And so one of the things that we're trying to raise awareness of in our community is donating those items to us so that we can perform safety checks, make sure they meet Australian safety standards, and rehome to families. But we're also working on establishing relationships with our local op shops to see those items redirected to Olivia's place rather than to landfill.
And as we sit here in your office and we look around the corner into reception, there's stuff everywhere. It must be a big job checking, you know, what's involved in checking the safety of these items.
Yeah, there is a lot involved, and we do always ask people to clean items before they donate it, but inevitably we do end up stripping the car seats back and putting the covers through our washing machines at home ourselves. So as messy as it can look in here at times, we actually have more at home on our drying racks, the bassinet covers, the cot sheets, we have the car seat covers. We actually strip prams completely and put the entire seat of prams through our washing machines at home to dry them and put them back onto the prams. And it's a massive undertaking in terms of workload, but also in terms of space, and we're very limited for space here at the centre.
And it's about checking what the safety, that these meet Australian standards.
It's about making sure they're clean for families, of course, but also making sure that they do meet current Australian safety standards. And the way that we do that is through an app called Canvas, which is really generously donated the use of. And the Canvas app is fantastic. It takes us through putting in the pram that's been donated, for example. You would put the model Phil and Ted's in, and it would ask you which part of that model it is, and it would then tell you if there's been any recalls on that model of pram, what the recall is, what the fix is, if you can fix it. And then it will also take you through checking it's got all the working components. It's got a wrist safety strap, the 5-point harness is secure, the foot brake works, and that it's clean and safe for family use.
Does it worry you when you see equipment that's rehoused, sold online, that hasn't necessarily gone through the process that you've got in place here?
It does worry me, and I guess that's why I would really encourage people to consider donating through Olivia's Place instead of perhaps selling online or sourcing them through other services, because we know that what we're doing here is 100% within safety guidelines. And if you can't get to us, or you'd like to donate to similar organisations, then St Kilda Mums and any of their other affiliates are all doing the same thing. We are in this process, and you really just know that what you're doing is going to actually get to the families and is not going to accidentally end up in landfill. As much as it may concern me to sometimes see items that I know have had a recall or may have had a recall, and I do often pop a little, you know, if it's on Facebook, I might pop a little comment on there to say, oh, did you know that this has actually been recalled? Or maybe you'd like to look into this a little bit more, or perhaps you'd like to consider donating to Olivia's Place and we can do some more investigation. But it's also not my place to tell other people what to do, particularly other organisations. But I do, for that reason, I do try to work to establish good relationships with our other local organisations to help redirect those items to us instead.
And the families who are looking for secondhand equipment, are you targeting low socioeconomic families who are struggling financially? Is that where the demand comes from for this service?
We certainly do support lower socioeconomic families, but we do find that probably 3/4 of the families we support are actually your general middle class working families, that they wouldn't be considered lower socioeconomic. They don't hold a concession card or low income card. But even your general middle class family finds welcoming a baby into the family an expensive process. There's usually mum has to have time off work, so there's time away from income. You may get some government paid parental leave, but it's usually less than what you might be normally earning. And purchasing all this baby equipment can be really expensive, can be really stressful to think about having the money. Some families perhaps don't have the savings aside. So you certainly don't need to be lower socioeconomic to ask for support or need support, but it's just a great way to be able to ease the pain, the financial stress of having a baby, by helping provide the more expensive items.